Welcome to the October 23rd edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, Citrix makes Zen Server open source, and VMware tries its hand at capacity planning. I'm site editor Colin Steele. In our top story, Citrix Systems plans to open source code for Zen Server, its commercial Zen-based hypervisor. Writing on the site virtualization.info, Citrix CTO Simon Crosby said the goal is to increase Citrix's share in the server virtualization market, especially among its Zen app and Zen desktop customers. He admitted that Citrix will make no money at all from Zen Server. The revenue will instead come from the management software, essentials for Zen Server and Hyper-V. Making Zen Server open source could have a significant effect on the market. It will fuel skepticism about Citrix's intentions in server virtualization. Many observers will see this move as just the latest example of Citrix stepping aside to let Microsoft take on VMware. And Crosby's comments hint that Citrix's real focus remains on desktop and application virtualization. But perhaps more important are the ramifications for other Zen-based open-source hypervisors. As virtualization.info's Alessandro Parilli asked, why would companies like Oracle and Novell keep working on their less sophisticated hypervisors when the Zen server code is now available for free? We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. VMware has released its first capacity planning tool, vCenter Capacity IQ 1.0. But the software is not compatible with vSphere, only earlier ESX platforms. Analyst Andy Mann of Enterprise Management Associates says it's understandable that Capacity IQ is not available for vSphere. The software was in development for a long time, and vSphere just came out in May. Pricing for Capacity IQ starts at $995 per managed processor, plus support and subscription costs. And in other news, IBM has announced VM Control, a management console for heterogeneous virtualization environments. Working with IBM's Tivoli Systems Management Software, VM Control will allow for management of Unix, Linux, mainframe, x86 servers, storage, and networking. The console will be available for IBM Power Systems running AIX later this year, and for other platforms in 2010. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.